You're listening to The Country Hour. Next, we'll have information for truck drivers on the restrictions coming in for crossing the New South Wales border.
On ABC Radio Victoria, you're with Warwick Long for the Victorian Country Hour.
Truck drivers entering New South Wales and returning to Victoria will be required to have had their first COVID vaccine by September 23. So that's in 2 weeks' time under new rules announced by the state government today. Here's Martin Foley at the Victorian government's coronavirus press conference a short time ago.
We understand that all industries want to have, particularly critical industries like freight and logistics, want to have and need to have access across all the state jurisdictional boundaries. But it needs to be done safely and in a sustainable way. As we've seen, the extreme risk zone that particularly Sydney and New South Wales is has really, really high levels of transmission. And we've seen it in Queensland, in Western Australia, in South Australia, and several cases in Victoria, where unfortunately those interstate truck movements have all had chains of transmission traced back to largely southwest Sydney. And we need to make sure that as we support those important logistics and freight industries to continue to operate, they feed us, they keep us clothed, they're critical industries, but it's got to be done safely. And we've been, as of other states, have been in active discussions with people for some time, and we're just giving notice now that as of the 23rd, that those measures will need to see at least a single dose for freight drivers. Given the increasing high levels of vaccinations around the community more broadly, we think that's a sensible additional tool in our public health toolkit, but one that will also keep that industry safe and operating.
That's Health Minister Martin Foley speaking. That's the latest in a long list of demands put on interstate truck drivers, including a 3-day testing requirement for those crossing into South Australia through Victoria as well. David Smith is the chairman of the Australian Trucking Association. He says the 2-week window for truck drivers to get their first shot is far too narrow.
Pretty disappointing, probably on several fronts. First, I don't believe 2 weeks is long enough to vaccinate every truck driver crossing that Victorian-New South Wales border. You wouldn't be able to do that in 2 weeks. Drivers are struggling now with trying to keep up 3-day and 7-day testing regimes, and to then expect them to do a mandatory vaccination within 14 days on top of that, I don't believe it's possible. I can understand government's concern, but it's got to be practical. You've got to be able to do it.
So what happens? What happens in 14 days if there are a whole lot of interstate truck drivers that are all of a sudden barred from crossing borders?
Well, unfortunately, it probably points to one thing. You've just lost your, or at least temporarily, lost your job. But I think worse than that, like that's on the personal front, there'll be a lot of guys that would be affected with that. But in the mix of all that, that means also that a colossal amount of freight won't be able to be moved. By that I mean that'll involve everything from supermarkets to general freight to, you know, machinery, you name it.
David, earlier you mentioned some of the other requirements that truck drivers have had to meet, some of those 3-day, 7-day testing requirements, all sorts of different things imposed by different state governments. What's been the experience for truck drivers and particularly those interstate truck drivers through this whole pandemic?
Look, to be quite honest, it's certainly is having an impact on drivers. I think if I just rephrase your question slightly, it's the changing parameters that we've got to abide by that probably tests us the most. By that I mean, you know, on a given day, all of a sudden the parameters change and you've got to abide by those. But the very next day it can be something different, but it can be different on a different border. So there's different requirements on different borders that change regularly, and I think that is the part that is hard to keep up with. And I think the 3-day testing regime does actually make it very, very difficult for long-distance drivers that, I mean, you're living in your truck, basically, and it's very difficult to roll up at a hospital with a road train to go and get a test every 72 hours. It really does push the guys to the limits. We can manage the 7 days. That just gives us that bit of flexibility to find somewhere that we can access with the heavy vehicle. 3 days really makes it very, very tight for us.
And that is, of course, that requirement by the SA government for truck drivers entering SA from Victoria and other places. And related to that, David, there was lots of talk in the industry that that would be the last straw for truck drivers, that they would say, enough's enough, I'm going to do something else. Is that actually what's happening? Are truck drivers leaving the industry because of these changing requirements?
I think there is people that have had enough and certainly looking to move on, find something else, and would grab something else if they have that opportunity, definitely. That weight, if you like, of the continual testing. I'll give you an example. I've got a driver, he's fully vaccinated, he's had both vaccinations, and early this week his milestone testing number was 65. He's had 65 tests, he's fully vaccinated, but he's operating Victoria to New South Australia, so he's still on a 72-hour rotation for his testing. So I don't even know what he's up to now, but the pressure that puts on guys to be able to keep continually meeting that regime is just wears you down. It seriously wears you down.
David, returning to this requirement from the Victorian government for truck drivers to have had their first shot by September 23 if they're crossing into New South Wales, this is a requirement coming from the Victorian government. What would you say to the government?
Look, we're all for vaccination, we're all for safety, and look, for not a minute, don't think that we want to spread this COVID. That's not what we're on about. We are taking every measure possible, from face masks to keeping our distance to paperless transactions. And really, if you look at the number of infected long-distance drivers with the amount or the sheer volume of freight and border crossings that happen in this country, I think it's targeting the wrong area, basically. I think there's other areas you can target that are a lot higher risk than this one.
That's David Smith, Chairman of the Australian Trucking Association, speaking to Angus Verley there about the new requirement, which will come in on September 23 for truck drivers entering New South Wales and returning to Victoria to be required to have had their first COVID vaccine by September 23.